I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Today on Soul School, I'm going to be talking about a scientific study that was done that seems to indicate that fear can be transmitted genetically from generation to generation. And that is kind of a shocking detail. We think about fear maybe being passed down through generations through social factors and things like that, but genetic factors or epigenetic factors are something that is just recently being studied. This is a controversial study that will involve future studies, of course, but what has come out in the study of studying mice is something that I want to delve into a little bit and explain, and then talk about possible repercussions and what we can think about in terms of fear and passing on our fear, and what might we be able to do to alleviate or stop a cycle of genetically perpetuated fear, or maybe we can't do anything about it. It's just an interesting question to mull over. I will have, of course, in the show notes, as I always do, I'll have the Scientific America article, as well as the article to the scientific study itself that's peer-reviewed, and you can look it over and read it over for yourself, if you can stand that sort of thing. Epigenetic modifications in the DNA alter the expressions of genes, and not the actual nucleotide of the DNA sequence itself. And it's been studied in the past, it's been somewhat controversial, where maybe certain generations will have a time of war, and then the children born after that generation will have certain health problems that appear to have been passed on through their parents. Carrie Ressler, a neurobiologist and psychologist at Emory University in Atlanta, co-authored this latest study because he was wondering why the cycle of poverty in the inner cities and the cycles of drug addiction and neuropsychotic illness and other problems are so pervasive and so difficult to break these cycles. And he was wondering, is it even possible to think that some of these are somehow passed down genetically, epigenetically? And if so, can they be altered or broken or fixed? In the laboratory, they decided to try and see if mice could be, just through their sense of smell, pass down these traits to other generations. And so what they did was they had certain mice and they gave them just the smell of this chemical called acetophenone, which is a smell that's similar to cherries. When they would waft this smell in to these mice, they would shock them electrically. They kept doing this until just the smell made them very nervous and afraid. Then they tested the children of these mice, the offspring of these mice, but in isolation, they wafted in the same smell. And that second generation had the same, very, very similar responses. They shouldn't have been afraid of the smell. There's no reason they should have been, except that their parents had been. And this also happened in a following generation. So the grandchildren of the first mice, having not known the first generation, having not been exposed to them, having been raised in isolation, and also reacted in fear to the smell. They also tried conceiving mice through an in vitro fertilization process, and the same things happened. They tested just male mice, and it happened, and they tested only passing it on through females, and it happened. And so what this study shows is that it seems as though these receptors, these epigenetic receptors, somehow get flipped on, and these fear responses get passed on to offspring. It's really remarkable. What it looks like is that the sperm cells themselves express odorant receptor proteins, and that some odorants find their way into the bloodstream and offer a potential mechanism, as do small blood-borne fragments of the RNA, known as microRNAs, to control the gene expression. Of course, these are contentious findings because they don't know exactly how it's happening. It doesn't seem to make any sense, and so they need further research about this. They're not sure how it's happening exactly, but it seems to be happening. And so it gives us pause, and for the research will be needed, but what if this happens in humans? What if our fears and anxieties get passed on to our children even if we're not present in raising our children? And what does that mean? What could that mean? And can that be broken? And how can that be broken? So, for instance, I'm really frightened of snakes. Lots of people are. But my grandmother was really frightened of snakes. Is there a logical, reasonable reason I should be afraid of snakes? I've never really had a terrible encounter with them, but I've always felt fear of them. I was raised around my grandmother and saw her express fear, so that might be a very good reason why. But had I not been, would I still be afraid of them? Would it still be that potent? Perhaps there's an expressed gene, an epigenetic response in me that is afraid of that. It poses a lot of interesting questions about fear, and that we tend to think of fear as just this emotional experience-based response having to do with our memories. But perhaps memory is passed down generationally, and there's ancient memory, and that somehow follows us. And what is part of our ancient memory, and what can be changed, and can new ancient memories happen? This will be a puzzle for a while, I'm sure, but it gives us pause. Maybe our fears, when they seem unfounded, are part of some other bigger memory. Or if you've ever gone to a place and you feel like you've been there before, or there's something familiar and you don't know why, it could be some part of an epigenetic response that maybe it's flipped on in your genetic memory. And the human mind and our perception and the way we experience the world is quite mysterious and quite complex. It's not ever so simple as that we have joys and fears and everything makes sense. Science is coming along and unraveling and unwrapping things for us in more mysterious ways all the time. And so the reason I bring this up for Soul School, and I'll give homework as I usually do to kind of further inquiry and your own development and your own intrigue. What I'll do this time is ask that you look at your fears. Maybe they're based on experiences, and maybe they're based on genetics. Who knows for sure? But you can call them into question, and maybe you can do something to confront them and meet them head on. If it's genetic, maybe you can't do something. But the fears that the mice had about the cherry smell probably through therapy could be changed, because there's no reason to fear that smell. And it could be that they could be soothed possibly and changed generationally as well through therapy. So I wonder if the gene could just be turned back off. And maybe our fears can be seen to be unfounded, and our phobias can be worked out through healing and therapy and then not passed on. And so I think that progress and healing is possible. I'm a spiritual formation person, and that's been my studies, and that's my background. And so I have a positive hope. I see pain and grief and suffering in the world, and I know that it's real and it's there, and it's a cloud in my heart sometimes too, very deeply. But I also know that transformation is possible, and there is always a seed of potential that seems to never go away. It's part and parcel of the human spirit. And so I wonder if even these genetically expressed fears, if that's what's going on, can be switched off. And maybe that's something to take into account in your own life. I leave you with that, and a hope and a blessing for healing and peace in your life. Whether it's a phobia, a memory, some strange unfounded memory, or some strange unfounded fear, or some strange unfounded hope and longing. I hope that you will continue to reach and discover more and find healing. And I hope you join me next week on Soul School. Thank you so much for listening.